Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today, on the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, everybody. Easy fast on the old, if you don't mind. But what a fun reunion you guys put together today.
I know. How about that? We just found out, too. We found out some scoop that the amazing dances that used to take place in the mornings at KTV don't happen without you anymore, Melinda.
Well, those two are certainly capable, more so than me, so they could continue it. And we would still love to get you guys involved, too, but I know it's never going to happen.
Roger can do it. Roger can dance.
Oh, my God. I cannot even get up out of my chair very often. But now that she's gone, if she comes back for a little reunion, maybe that's when we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Melinda, okay. Has she filled in for y'all since she's left or anything?
No.
No? Not yet?
No.
Okay. She's playing.
I miss you, Miss Melinda.
She's an influencer.
We miss you.
I miss you guys, too. But tell you what, I feel like I'm sitting with my old friends when I watch the podcast. It is so good. 4 episodes that I've watched every one.
Oh, thank you.
For those that don't know, how's that? Do you do that right after the show every morning, or do you do that during? Is it once a week that you put it out?
It's once a week.
Okay.
Yeah, so we usually record midway through the week, and then they're out on Fridays on our YouTube channel.
And you put them out YouTube on what day?
Friday. Usually Fridays.
Friday, okay. Yes. I got you, Yes. And they're about 30 minutes?
About 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah.
And what are you doing, covering the week?
I think it's fun. Oh, it's movies and movies.
Oh, anything. I thought you were doing that on Power.
It's called Off Script.
Okay.
So
we
have no scripts and we're just being ourselves.
We've talked about that forever. It's the Stern, the after show and things like that. That can be fun a little bit to see how the sausage is made as well.
And Melinda, I was telling them, we were talking that morning shows give a little bit more freedom to show your personality. But then you don't always get enough time. And so that's why you do these extra things to just maybe connect with the audience. We get to do 4 hours of it every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk 4 hours of this every day. And so, Melinda, I know there's one thing Melinda's not missing, and that is getting up early. That's been the biggest thing that you've really truly enjoyed sleeping in, probably maybe more than you even were expecting.
Yeah, it really has. And I was just thinking, this is the first summer since I was 16 years old, I didn't have a job to go to every day because I started working in high school,
worked
at a daycare center. When I went to Wichita, I worked over at Magic Springs every summer, which was a fun job, but it was still a job. You had to get up and be there every day. So this is the first summer. So I've had people kind of say, hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? I said, you know what? Let me have my first summer since I was a teenager to sleep in if I want to. So it's pretty great.
You've earned it.
Oh, yes, you have.
We were talking about Ryan doing some stuff with Power, and he's got a passion for pop culture. And Melinda, she has a passion for sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I reached out to her in the first place is because she loves sports. She's as locked into, especially Razorback sports, as anybody. And I guess last night you saw the round two last night, Melinda?
Yeah, so round two of the draft. Good to see. Let's see, we had Malik Wright go to Cleveland.
Yep.
Trevin Brazil went to Denver. So it was good to see those guys get drafted. But, of course, Darius Acuff, the Kings of this draft for Arkansas, going to the Sacramento Kings. And I immediately thought of Joe Klein, that they were so close in picks, 6 and 7.
Yep.
Both going to Sacramento, so I posted that, and then immediately I started getting people say, wait a minute, remember Corliss, 1995, went 13th pick to the Sacramento Kings, so it's good. It would have been nice to maybe have him a little bit closer where we could, drive to go see him, but I'm excited for him. And the winner really was Marsha Martin and those Darius Acuff boots.
She's got the style. She has got the style. Have y'all know who she is? She's a super supporter, booster that sits at this court side of all the Razorback games, and she's big blonde, and she's got these custom-made boots that have like Darius Acuff written on them. Yeah, she puts on a show. It's very impressive. I was going to ask you guys now, are you guys into the World Cup at all? No?
Well, when I was at the beach last week, my brother watched it every day. And like when a game was going to come on that he wanted to watch, that he was betting on, he would go back up to the condo to watch. Like he's never watched soccer a day in his life.
Right.
And all of a sudden he is that right? invested.
Okay.
Same here.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not watching all that. I'm more in tune with it this year than ever before. And think obviously because of America doing so well as we speak. And it's here.
What about you, Ron? You pay attention to it, though?
Not really. I've been more so enjoying the videos.
Yeah,
of
everybody. The
Europeans.
Yes,
House and Chick-fil-A. So funny.
That's been the story. That's been one of the stories. Yeah,
they've been checking out Bucky's. Loving it. Oh,
it's been one of the funny stories of this is the Europeans coming over and having a good time. Melinda, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a social media post where this I mentioned it yesterday. There's a customs agent in England. London that's checking back somebody who's coming back from the States, and he looks at the picture on the passport, and it's a good looking 180-pound guy. He looks up and the guy weighs 300 pounds now, and he said, "This is not you." And he said, "Yes, it is." I've spent the last 6 weeks eating in America. But that has been, Melinda, to me, sort of the fun things that we haven't heard the horror stories that we're glad, people get mugged or whatever. Yeah. You can't come to America and be safe. But the most of the stories have been positive like that.
Yeah, I think they love it. And, you were in over in Europe not too long ago. I was in England last year. And, everything is kind of small. They don't have as much space as we do. So they don't have like a Bucky's or a Costco. So that has been fun to see it through their eyes. And then what I've loved, the things that they want to take back to Europe, so they said free refills. Somebody
comes,
your drink without you even asking. And then there was another couple that got, they went to a Mexican restaurant to experience that. They got the chips and salsa on the table, and they said, "Wait, this isn't us."
That's great.
And they said, "No, it's free." So they cannot believe that kind of hospitality here in America. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, tonight, by the way, the match is late tonight, 9 o'clock. It doesn't matter. This is sort of weird to me. I've sort of complained about it that the match tonight, the outcome doesn't affect anything. Mm. Doesn't matter. The United States loses, wins. They're playing Turkey. What is it, Turkey? Have you guys heard about that? So the countries are changing the way they want their names pronounced. We used to call it Turkey. Apparently we've been calling it wrong, right, Melinda, all these years?
That's right. Apparently Turkey decided they wanted to be Turkey. Kind of like Camden Koshal, right?
That's exactly right. What were some of the other ones, Roger?
Joe Theismann.
No, I'm talking about the countries.
Oh, we're now being called Arkansas, so we're doing that. We want to be that now.
Yeah, it's Germania.
Czechia.
Yeah, that's becoming to you. We learned geography. Now, of course, having Melinda on the show, too, with us weekly, we would always get weather updates. And now, she monitors the radar. She monitors the radar.
Influencer, still meteorologist.
Yeah.
Wonderful Melinda Mayo.
And we're hitting a hot streak, right? Right. Of course, bad story on the earthquakes, too, which is not really weather related. But hot times this week, right, here in Arkansas?
Hot times coming back. I tell you what. Yeah, whenever I post a forecast, which once a meteorologist, always a meteorologist. We love weather. So we're not going to just stop. And I have people go, "Wait, I thought you retired." And I'm like, "Well, I can still talk about the weather. I can still watch it." So I love doing that for y'all. Call me anytime. When we get one of those big snowstorms, I hope you'll call me and I'll be on. So we've still gotten a little scattered shower and storm activity today. It's been bad in Southwest Arkansas. They've had some pretty bad flooding the past couple of days. Today, I think the rain we will see this afternoon will favor North Arkansas, so that's good to keep it away from them. But really, over the weekend, all that starts to dry up. The hot and humid weather comes back. We're talking about maybe 98 to 101, 102 next week. It's going to be the hottest stretch so far. Probably some heat advisories coming back into the forecast for next week. So get ready. I know summer officially just started, but it's going to really feel like it this weekend and next week.
Yeah, I don't know if it's funny, talking about just interesting topics. We've gotten on this thing about talking about how they name storms. And it just some of the rhyme, it's just no rhyme or reason how they get some of the names. But one of them is right is Bertha, right? Bertha's coming up.
That's right. Bertha's coming up. I told Christian Bertha Butt Boogie.
So do you know the song Bertha Butt Boogie?
No.
So I think it was a chart topper, Roger, right, in the 70s. I think we got in the system. Roger's going to look it up. The minute I heard Bertha, and I said, Bertha Butt. Here we go. Chart topper right here.
I've never heard this.
The party was jumping when Bertha got the hush done. The whistles were blowing and everybody did the bump. But all the time Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it Bertha Butt Boogie.
Who knew? Who knew? That's what we remember. That's what happened from my 5 years of playing Razorback football is that my brain can't remember what street to turn down, but I remember the Bertha Butt Boogie. So,
you know why you like it so much, Baz? You like it because it starts off with chainsaw, right, Roger?
That's it
chainsaw,
does start right? out with a chainsaw, Melinda.
Let's see here.
That's it right there.
Well, thank you. Fine. See, this is what we have to do, too. You guys, when you get out of TV, when you do your segment, this is where Melinda thanks her sponsors. Now, Melinda, thank you. Fine sponsor.
Yes. Number 16 on the pop chart, by the way, Bertha Butt Boogie.
Oh, gotcha,
all right.
Melissa.
This is how you pay. This is how you pay the light bill when you retire. And my thanks to Sanders Ground Supply for really being such a great partner with me for a couple of years now. Wow. So thank you for that. Of course. Like we said, summer has started, but, you know, we hit July 4th, and it's almost like we're midway through summer. It's hard to believe that it's already there. And if your grass still doesn't look like it's supposed to, it's still not green and thick and lush, give them a call. There's still plenty of time for them to get it great for the second half of the summer. They're fertilizing. They're doing weed control, mosquito spray, because those skeeters are out there. So that number is 315-9395 or sandersground.com. All the information is on the website.
There you go. That's how you do it. So, Ryan, listen, I'm going to call Joe, Broadway Joe, and we say, okay. Listen, you got to pay Ryan to start coming on. We got to get him a sponsor. Yeah. You got to get him a sponsor. Snuffer, he'll take care of you.
But okay.
It's been fun working with Michael Snuffer, the news director over there
the last couple
of years. Yeah, he's easy peasy, laid back. And we've got to already meet to start working on football season. This year, we got to start making our plans. And so I'm supposed to be having lunch with him and Mark Rose and Sully. And so look forward to working with you guys. Hey, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
I love, Melinda, that you got a chance to be a part of them stopping by.
I know.
You know, this we've had Ryan on the show 2-3 times, but had not gotten Stacy on here. So, and you're literally 60 seconds from us every day.
Anytime, so. Let us know.
Yeah. All right, Melinda, have a great day.
Thanks, Mel.
Right, Stacey, I love you. Love you guys.
Oh, love you.
I love you too.
Well, yeah. Go Hogs.
So here's the deal, Ryan and Stacey. We talked about some high level stuff here. We got to figure out what's going to happen Saturday morning, on Saturday morning daybreak when Bass calls in with for our three live shots. Who am I going to be talking to about the Razorbacks?